Once again, we come to the celebration of Thursday, a very important day in the Catholic faith. It is the day on which Christ our Lord gave us the most holy sacrifice of the Mass, of the Eucharist. And in order to perpetuate this to the end of time, till He comes in glory, He gave us the priesthood, the holy priesthood. So, of course, Thursdays is a very important day in our faith. We pray for vocations to the priesthood and also for holy bishops and holy popes. If we don't pray for them, we're not going to get them. And people get what they deserve. So if you don't pray for them, you're not going to get them. And then, of course, we give thanks to God. What a wonderful, wonderful thing it is that we have the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist. And it all goes, of course, back to Holy Thursday. And every Thursday then of the year is a day in which we remember this wonderful gift from Christ. Christ is the eternal Son of God and the High Priest of the New Covenant, shed in His most precious and most holy blood. This is the central part of our Holy Catholic faith. And so, of course, on Thursdays, we have a day that is a Eucharistic day for this parish, a very important day, and that is why we have the Novena to the baby Jesus, who is the High Priest at any time of His life. And also, we adore Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar and are regaled by the blessing that He gives to us in holy benediction. This is not something that takes place every day, not, at least not here, and should not take place every day in every parish. In some places it does, because they have special commands from the Holy See or their bishop. But here we have it every Thursday, the day in which Christ our Lord gave us His most wonderful, most glorious, and most perfect gift, the gift of the Eucharist. And for this, of course, we give Eucharistoi, we give thanks. And of course, we do that not only on Thursday, but every day and every time the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is celebrated. In addition, of course, today is the day in which we pray for holy vocations. Again, you will not get them unless you pray for them. And it's very important that we do so. In addition to this celebration of Christ the High Priest, the Supreme and Eternal High Priest, who is here on our altar, I mean, if we just even fathomed what it is that is before us, can you believe that this is God, and with Him is the Father and the Holy Spirit, and that this is the door of heaven? We are right this close to heaven. He's right there in the tabernacle. And when we receive Him worthily in Holy Communion, we're this close to heaven. We should not be afraid. We should continue to bless and worship and glorify Him and bless Him with every fiber of our being. But when we receive Holy Communion, we receive God. What a great gift He has left to us till the end of time. This is our Holy Catholic faith. In addition, on this day, the 11th of September, we celebrate the feast of two brothers, very young brothers, who gave their lives for Christ under the Emperor Valerian in the year 262. Saints Protus and Hyacinth. And of course, Hyacinth, we know more from the Spanish and Portuguese Jacinto. And of course, we have Saint Jacinta Marto of Fatima. And it's the feminine form of Hyacinth. A beautiful, beautiful. And Hyacinth is a beautiful flower and a beautiful vine that grows with it. Many of our buildings are decorated with the hyacinth. And so it is the feast of St. Protus and Hyacinth, who were beaten, their teeth were knocked out, and eventually they were dismembered and beheaded at the last. It's incredible to see that people whose hands and feet were cut off did not die right away, but they suffered and they offered it all up to Christ. And so too we should suffer and offer everything up to Christ. And there is not a single person in the world who does not have suffering. But most of the suffering, as St. John Paul II used to say, is wasted. Suffering is the most wonderful prayer when we offer it in union with Christ to God the Father in the Holy Spirit. Let us practice our faith, our holy Catholic faith, and never forget it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.